The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 6, Scene 7. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter. Now that it's December, the inevitable holiday shows are descending upon us. Today I'll be chatting with people from two of the theaters that are presenting virtual and maybe live shows. And the musical interludes you'll be hearing are from these shows.
Santa's holiday hoedown, what a sight to see. The cowboys playing fiddle beneath the Christmas tree.
So now I'm visiting with Tom Witt, the longtime artistic director of Swift Freak Mill Theater. Tom, welcome to Curtain Call for your first visit ever.
Thank you.
So probably the longest running holiday show in the Richmond area is the Drifty series. How did it start and how long has it been going on?
Well, we started, I guess, about 30 years ago with a snowman. We were calling him Frosty way back then, which of course is a copyrighted name. So we don't do that anymore. We stopped doing that in 97. All of these snowmen, whether Frosty or Drifty, for the past 30 years have been played by Joy Williams. And you will have to ply this role out of her cold, dead hand if you ever wanted to do that. But we don't want to do that. We have people who have been coming to see Drifty for 25, 28 years since they were 4 years old. And they're back now with their four-year-olds. Over these many 30 years, there have been a couple of different authors, but mainly one. Ron Barnett wrote some of these early ones. Paul and Holly Timberline, Paul Deese, that is, and Holly Timberline wrote a couple of them. And then Paul started writing all of them when it became Drifty in 1997 instead of Frosty. Paul has written, I'm only guessing now, but 16 to 18 different versions of the Drifty show over the year.
Wow.
The same core group of characters, but then he adds a guest star that's different every year. And it's just been a real Richmond tradition for all of these years. And we have close to 8,000 people that come to see it every holiday season. We do it 12 times a week.
My own daughter, Shenandoah, who of course you know from back in the days when she used to come to the theater with me, she teaches at Bellevue Elementary School and their group comes down every year and she always looks forward to seeing the show and the kids seem to love it. And of course she looks forward to seeing you too.
Yep, I see her every year.
So what's happening now with it? I know things are obviously a little different this year.
As people, I guess, know, we've had a double whammy this year, of course. We closed down in March, 4 days before we opened our spring musical. We got the double whammy because on August 15th, we had a 200-year flood down here. Some are saying 100, 200-year flood, but I've been here for 44 years. I've been through many, many floods on this property, but this is more than I have ever seen before.
Right.
So we had that piled on top of already being a no-income company from the shutdowns. One of our big concerns was the Drifty show. And the other one, actually, Chicken Little on the Farm was supposed to open back in April. We had sold 7,500 tickets to that, and we had to call that one off as well. So we took both of these children's shows, and we decided to film them so that people could stream them at home or in schools, or students could stream them at home through their school. Lots of different ways to do it. We already did Chicken Little on the Farm. That's in the can. That's out there in the marketplace. And just about a week and a half ago, we finished with our filming and editing of, we're calling it A Drifty Holiday. Paul and I took our favorite Drifty show, the one where Cowboy Jim is introduced. So we rebuilt the whole Drifty set. It's a brand new one. I couldn't be happier with the result. We have a great filmmaker named Martin Montgomery. He's won 2 Emmy Awards for documentaries, both for Spark and the Richmond Ballet. We even upped it a little bit when we filmed Drifty because we bought a couple of GoPro 9s in addition to the 2 cameras that had live operators. So we had a 4-camera shoot and we were able to get angles and do things that really give it a terrific studio feel, very intimate, very much like live theater. And we're just tickled pink with the result. We've also taken in all of these shows and added some educational tracks as bonuses on the video. Then because Drifty melts in the show and Santa teaches us how to get water up into the sky and have it come back down as snow. So we have a teacher come after and do a bonus track on the water cycle. And then we do a big dance at the end called Santa's Holiday Hoedown. And we have a dance teacher come in and teach the kids the steps to that dance.
Yeehaw,
so we're
that
just
sounds
hoping.
Like fun.
It is fun. like I said, I'm just tickled pink, and I hope people will want to see it.
So one last question. So how did you manage to shoot that and stage it with all the COVID restrictions?
We rehearsed with masks on. A few days before the shoot, everybody got tested. The camera folks and the sound and light folks, they all stayed in masks. And they were careful because when they're dancing, they hold hands and things. So, you know, we had Purell around and stuff like that.
It's so funny now to think about when you talk about putting on a show, talking about having to have tests and Purell and things. It's a crazy world.
I'm just hoping that within 3 or 4 months, enough people have been vaccinated that we can just sort of open. That would be great for everyone.
At least this is a great chance for you to continue the legacy of Drifty and allow people to share it for the holidays. So if anybody wants to get more information, they go to
www.swiftcreekmill.com. You can also go to our Facebook page. Schools can stream the show for $300. They can stream it for a week to all of their classrooms. And families can get it for 2 days of streaming for $15. So it's a good deal. You can have 20 people come over and watch it with you if you want. Well, no, that's not
good. No.
6 people at Thanksgiving can come over and watch.
Well, Tom, it's been great to talk to you, and congratulations on the continued success on the show. And we look forward to see you in person there before too many more months.
Can't wait to be open back up. Thanks.
So now we're going to take a little virtual trip downtown and meet Tracy Kugel, who is the Assistant Managing Director for Virginia Rep. Tracy, welcome to your first time on Curtain Call.
Thanks, Jerry. I'm so glad to be here.
The show that Virginia Rep is going to be presenting for the holidays is called Santa's Enchanted Workshop. What's the story behind that show?
So Santa's Enchanted Workshop is a show by local playwright Richard Giersch from several years back that we've been doing as one of our touring shows for probably about 20 years or so. It follows a young boy, Stanley, and his little sister, Zuzu, as they try to find the real story behind Santa Claus.
Now, I know as of this interview, there's going to be a live version in the November Theater, but that may change any day now.
We're sort of playing it one day at a time. We were able to present very safely distanced performances of Harriet Tubman back in September, and we thought we would try the same thing. And so all of the seats are 10 feet apart. We have new air scrubbing system that sterilizes the air overnight and between performances. So we've been very, very careful to make sure that we keep both the patrons and our cast as safe as possible. With COVID kind of resurging, we aren't really sure if we're going to be able to maintain that.
Right, right. So if somebody wants to do the virtual version, that's an option, correct?
Yes, obviously. Yes. We were able to videotape Santa's Enchanted Workshop recently. You can rent it for a couple of days or for the season.
Now, one of the cool things, too, that I know that you're offering, there will be a virtual Santa visits that are also tied in with the show. What's that about?
Our virtual Santa visits are starring William Anderson, and he plays Santa in Santa's Enchanted Workshop. The cool thing is children will have an opportunity to visit with Santa, and they can then see Santa in Santa's Enchanted Workshop video or come down to the November Theater and see him live on stage. The neat thing about Santa is he's a Black Santa. And we wanted to do this because we really have always believed that representation matters and is very important. And our controller actually said, you know, I always have a hard time finding a Black Santa.